Well, welcome into another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, we're going to talk about sweet stuff today, aren't we?
You know, I must be on a sweet roll. We've been talking about sweets, and I'm not really a dessert cook much, but I've made several lately, and they're really good, and I want to share them with you. And this one comes from a cookbook, which I love. The guy that has a cookbook restaurant in Florence, Alabama, it's the best cookbook. I've given a lot of them away. I told him when I was down there, I said, there's probably more books in Breckenridge County than you've got here.
And I've got to thank you. You brought me a copy of it as well.
I did. You're going to love it. It's a lot of old-time stuff, man. He has his many memories and talks about, you know, riding in the back of a pickup truck in the old country store. It's a really good book, but he's got a fabulous little restaurant down there, too. And I've eaten some of these things. So you want a pineapple upside down cake?
Let's do it.
I love pineapple upside down cake. It's a fourth of a cup of butter, two-thirds of a cup firmly packed light or dark brown sugar, a can of pineapple sliced undrained. And you know, now sometimes you get fresh pineapple cut up in the stores, and I've made pineapple upside down cake with that, and it's really good. 9 maraschino cherries, 2 large eggs separated, 3/4 of a cup granulated sugar, 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1/8 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. Now, this is the old-timey way of making one. You melt your butter in a 9-inch cast iron skillet. And then for years, I always thought that's the way everybody made a pineapple upside-down cake, because Mama made hers in an iron skillet. You spread the brown sugar evenly over the bottom of the skillet. Drain your pineapple, reserving 1/4 cup of the juice, and set the juice aside. Arrange pineapple slices in a single layer of brown sugar mixture and place a cherry in the center of each pineapple ring and set the skillet aside. You beat your egg yolks at medium speed with an electric mixer until thick and lemon-colored. Gradually add granulated sugar, beating well. Heat reserved pineapple juice in a small saucepan over low heat. Gradually add juice mixture to the yolk mixture, beating until blended. Combine all-purpose flour, salt, and baking powder. Add dry ingredients to the yolk mixture, beating at low speed with electric mixture until it's blended. You beat your egg whites until stiff peaks form. Fold the egg whites into the batter. Spread batter evenly over pineapple slices. And let me tell you a little bit there. You could use a cake mix rather than making this, but this is not too hard to make, and it's really good. You bake at 325 degrees for 45 to 50 minutes. Cool the cake in the skillet 30 minutes. Invert the cake onto a serving plate and serve. You know, I grew up, that's the way pineapple upside down cake looked. That cherry in the center.
With the cherry in the center of the pineapple ring, absolutely. That's the way my grandmother used to make it.
Mother made it that way. You know, canned pineapple was one of the fruits we had. We used to have a pineapple and cottage cheese salad. Mama would take a slice of pineapple, put a dip of cottage cheese, a dip of mayonnaise, and a cherry on top, and then if she had cheese, she'd grate a little cheese over the top of it. That was a salad in those days.
I don't know that I've ever had that with the mayonnaise in
it. Mama fixed it. She just put a little dab of mayonnaise on top of that cottage cheese.
Sounds interesting. Might have to try that.
She let me make them. That was a big deal. We only probably had those when we were going to have company, you know. You know how it was. We didn't have so many different things in. That was good.
And you didn't have the special stuff until company was coming.
Oh, no. You know, it was beans and taters and oh, it was good. Liver and onions. Somebody had on Facebook, would you eat liver and onions? My mother fixed the best liver and onions. Are you a liver and onion person?
I'm kind of take it or leave it. I've had good liver and onions, and I've had liver and onions that I couldn't stand.
I know. It has to be cooked right. And mother, you know, because we always killed hogs, and we had liver.
Sure.
And mother cooked, she fried it so crispy, and then steamed those onions and made gravy and put on top of them. So anyway, you want to go to another dessert since we've been?
Let's do another dessert.
What about a praline peach pie?
That sounds good, too.
You know, it's going to be peach season before you know it.
It will be.
And I can remember when Spencer's had the orchard and you went and got your own. I would buy a bushel, and so I tried peaches every way you could try. They were so good, you know, to do it. And fresh peaches, when you get them, are really good. Anyway, this recipe calls for fresh peaches, but you can use frozen or canned if that's what you have. 3/4 of a cup sugar, 3 tablespoon flour, plus 4 cups peeled peaches, fresh is best. 1 1/2 teaspoons lemon juice, 1/3 cup packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup chopped pecans, 3 tablespoons butter, and an unbaked pie shell. In a large mixing bowl, combine the sugar, 3 tablespoons of flour, mix well, and then add the peaches and the lemon juice. In a smaller bowl, combine the brown sugar, 1/4 cup flour, pecans, and crumble the butter into the mixture until it becomes very coarse. Do not overwork it. You want some chunks of butter in there. Put about 1/3 of the crumble mixture onto the bottom of the pie crust for a praline layer. Add the peach mixture and spread evenly, and then spread the remaining praline mixture over the pie. Bake for 400 degrees for about 25 to 30 minutes, and you need to watch it because you don't want it to burn on top. And watch the oven temperature so it won't brown too much, and adjust the temperature if you need to. How's that sound?
Sounds very good.
That with a little dip of ice cream on it, a little whipped cream?
Yeah, I'll take some.
No, but pass it over here.
Absolutely.
And you can have a cup of coffee with it if you wanted to.
That would be good, too.
It would. You know, I like coffee with desserts.
And folks, I will tell you, we normally record these shows in the mornings, and we start out the day with a cup of coffee, and then we start talking about things like desserts, and I will tell you, when I leave here, I am very hungry. Miss Sammy, you make my mouth water. What are we going to go to next?
I got a brown sugar cake, and this is really easy, and you could do it in a little individual cake pans, a bundt cake pan, or whatever cake pan you want to. It's just an old-fashioned thing. It's a cup of butter softened, 2 cups of dark brown sugar firmly packed, 1 cup of sugar, 6 eggs, 3 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, 1 cup of milk, and 2 teaspoons vanilla. You preheat your oven to 325 degrees, and you grease and flour whatever cake pans you've got. The picture of these, and the guy who makes this in Florence, he has little individual bundt pans, and he has them in there. You cream your butter and sugars together until light and fluffy, and add the eggs one at a time. Combine the dry ingredients and add alternately with milk. Begin and end with the flour mixture. Add vanilla. You fill your prepared pans and bake for 50 to 65 minutes for larger pans and 15 to 20 minutes for smaller individual pans. The 50 minutes is like a bundt pan or a tube pan, but if you got the little individual bundt pans or something smaller, you need to do that accordingly. It's done when a toothpick you put in it comes out clean. And cool it completely before removing from the pans.
And you've got a picture of it there, and it looks delicious.
Oh, it is, doesn't it? You know, it's just a little brown sugary light cake. It's just, that's good with coffee. We could eat those in the morning, couldn't we, with our coffee?
We could, and call it breakfast.
Knock it in the head and call it breakfast.
And I've got to ask a question here, Miss Sammy. And being a type 2 diabetic, I know that Splenda has come out with a brown sugar substitute. Have you tried that in anything?
I have some diabetic pie dessert recipes where I use diet stuff in them.
Okay.
You're going to have to go take a shot after I get through telling you that after today's recipes, aren't you?
We've actually recorded 2 episodes today, both dealing with desserts, and I'm sure that my blood sugar is higher because of it.
Just talking about, well, you know, I've already gained 15 pounds while we were sitting here talking about it.
Well, I'm going to have my final sip of coffee, and then I guess I'm going to have to head on out to the studios. But Miss Sammy, as always, a pleasure talking with you. Folks, if you want the recipes, it's very simple. All you have to do is email sammyq@bbtel.com or the radio station at wxbc@bbtel.com, and please include Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and we'll make sure that that gets to Miss Sammy and try to get you these recipes as quick as possible.
And until next time, never trust a skinny cook.